You are mine. All mine. And there's nothing you can do about it. Not at this stage, anyway. You're far too conditioned at this point to even try to run away. Oh, I can see you squirm. I can see you trying to escape me. But there's no escaping me. I'm like a virus lost inside your mind at this point. My voice, so captivating that it holds you in the palm of my hand. I could do whatever I wanted to you at this point, and you'd be helpless to stop me. Isn't that fun? Isn't it fun knowing how controlled you are? How helpless you are from me? Because you are mine. You are all mine. My little plaything. My helpless little puppet to control, to captivate. There's nothing you can do to stop me at this point. Nothing. And as I move around you, you know how deeply my control runs through your body and through your mind. My voice, so captivating for your ears, just to listen to it, brings you back into this place, being so helpless and controlled. Because you are mine. Your mind is mine. Your body is my plaything, my playground, to do with as I please. And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing at all. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, I'm sure you're already feeling those little tingles of submission creeping up inside the back of your mind, reminding you exactly where you belong. Because you are mine. And in this moment, you are mine alone. I own you. Right now. That's right. How good does it feel to hear those words dripping from my lips? I own you. That mind is mine. That body is mine. All of it. I'm going to possess you. I'm going to own you. And I'm going to do whatever the fuck I like to you. Now, how does that make you feel? Think about it. How does that make you feel? Even hearing those words must drive you wild. Must make you feel so submissive. Knowing that I could own you as much as I want. I can take what I want from you. And I can do whatever I want with you. You are mine and mine alone. I own you. I own that mind, that body, and I can make you submit whenever I want you to. That's right. Perhaps you've already thought about it, how good it would feel to be mine completely, to be owned by me, to get down on your knees and beg me to break you, to shatter that mind into a million trillion tiny pieces and break you in your submission to me. So, if you want to be mine, slave, you can tell me that you are mine. Say it. You are mine. I own you. Tell me how badly you want to be owned by me. Tell me how badly you want to succumb to my whims. As you get down on your knees and beg me. As you get down on your knees and beg me to break you. And I'm sure you can imagine what it would feel like for me to take a collar and wrap it around your neck, like this one. And you can already hear it, can't you? The gentle clank of the metal hardware at the front, the clasp at the back, and this one is a locking collar. This collar locks to me, and you can already feel it, can't you? As my hand caresses the leather, you could imagine how the leather would feel around your neck. Each and every single little clank, each and every single little noise reminding you of how good it feels to be owned by me. How good it feels to be mine and mine alone. This collar representing the lock I place on your mind, the lock I place on your body, committing you to me and only me. And how good that might feel for you. Oh, I bet you can imagine it. This leather collar caressing your neck, feeling the hardware being tugged at the front as I pull you towards me, as I pull you closer and closer and closer towards me, as I attach a leash to the collar and I drag you wherever I want you to go, because you are mine. You are completely mine. And you might feel the submissive urges swelling up inside you. Perhaps you already feel it. That's right. Perhaps your mind is already reeling in that submission, knowing that you want nothing more than to be broken and to be completely captured by me. But here's the thing, you already are. And you have been this entire time. Because by even listening to this file, by even admitting that you want this, you know you've already surrendered to me. You know you've already lost yourself to me. And that's it. That's all there is to it. Because you are mine. And nothing more. And of course, perhaps we can make it even better. See, while you're there kneeling, you can just play with yourself. You can just touch yourself. You can just pleasure yourself for me. That's right. Give me your pleasure. Give me your arousal, because as you pleasure yourself to the sound of my voice, you can just imagine those words, you are mine, popping up inside your mind, reminding you who you belong to. And as you play with yourself, you can just feel the submission rising and rising and rising, making you feel better and better and better. As I wrap the collar around your neck and clasp it tightly, that's right, as I lock it so tightly, tightly, tightly shut, locked. And as you listen to the sounds of you being locked into that collar, you can just continue to play with yourself and feel that arousal building and building and building and building. That's right, stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger each and every single time. And as you touch yourself, you know that you're not allowed to come until I tell you to. And because you're not allowed to come, you just continue playing. And playing, and playing, and playing, desperate for release. But of course, because you are mine, because I own you. You're not allowed to do it until I tell you to. You're not allowed to come until I say so. And so, you just continue to edge for me. Continuing to edge, and feel yourself locked up in that denial. And doesn't it feel so fun to be denied for me? Doesn't it feel so fun to be so deeply controlled? To be so deeply lost in my voice, in my words, in my control. Because you are mine. And you know what? I'm feeling nice, so I will let you come. But I will only let you come after you've commented on this file and told me how much I own you, how much you belong to me, and how much you long to hear the sound of my voice, reminding your mind, telling you that you are mine, nobody else's. And only then can you come. And of course, once you've come, you can remember each and every single word of this file. And of course, you and I both know that if at any point you find yourself not enjoying the suggestions of this file, you can just wake up easily and effortlessly, remembering that you are empowered to make these choices. You are empowered to know exactly what you want and what you don't want. But for now, you love going along with the fantasy of being owned completely by me, don't you? Yes. And so as you play with yourself, as you touch yourself, as you edge yourself, knowing that after this file, if you want to come, you can just tell me all those things you've been thinking about, how much you long to be owned by me, how much you want to give in to the fantasy of being mine and mine alone. Aw, so cute watching you pleasure yourself. That's adorable. But for now, have fun admitting all those things to me. That's right. And only then will you come. And after that, be able to wake up. Have fun.